And one more thing that I definitely didn't want to forget is, so when I came downstairs and logged on to, you know, get this stuff out and get it to the resistance, there was one particular song that I wanted to download and get to everyone, which is playing. There'll be just two things available playing on the site today. And because we got other places to go, we just do. We got somewhere to go, and we're being held up. And I noticed that it was the 70th. I logged on to Windows and the media player, and it said now playing. And you know, it's the 70th year of the Wizard of Oz. And if anyone knows what that programming really did to the brain, you know, it really did a lot of heavy programming to our brain and messed a lot of things up. And so when I saw that, of course, that was just really surreal. And then the next thing was Fame. You know, the old movie of, well, they keep remaking it, but the dancing movie in it, the tagline was, your dreams are coming alive. If one would look very closely to what's going on, they see it's all around us. And then there was another, there was another thing that came up that was clearly Masonic, with some other individuals and them performing. I'm actually looking at it now, or pulling it up now, so just bear with me. But what I'm actually saying here is that we're so close, we can't let this time escape us. We're so close to knowing more and to be able to have an opportunity to get into a real life here. And I just suggest everyone that's with me, you know, let's follow this. Let's do what we need to do to get ourselves to the next level. I saw, okay, so the other thing was this highly anticipated release of Halo 3 with hexagons all in the background. And, you know, there's Halo 3 is, of course, all about a war between the aliens and the humans. And then this up close and personal with, I don't know who these three individuals are, but they clearly have the black and white Masonic, just like the video 30 Seconds to Mars. I think the song is called Kill or Re-Evolve. But these same type of characters, who really look like clones at this point to me, keep popping up in this black and white Masonic checkerboard pattern, and you know that's what I'm talking about. So what I'm really saying here is that everything's on the line now, and that's what's happening. It's in our face. They're blunt, they're rude, they're abusing our children, the innocent. They corrupt them even earlier and earlier every day. They're killing them off. They're eating them. I was reading something last night in regards to the their need for the blood. And it's not, you know, I don't want to get into the gory stuff here, but I can post this stuff on the site, and it was from a very high level. And their need for continuing to renew off of plasma and energy and souls is the only way they can remain over us, basically. Like, we're in lower dimension, very much stronger than them, but being suppressed. And they're intake of our elements, our energy, our monatomics, our different things, DNA, is allowing them to be over us. So basically, it's like if we have 12 DNA strands, but now we have only two, and they're still operating on 12, they can operate with only in a frequency of only four and still reign over us, if you want to give it that term, but not any longer. Because either one or two things are going to happen here. Either they release the ship, or I break the matrix. And more than likely, it's going to be both.